DBT and Analytics Engineering, Software Engineering Discipline for Data Transformation, Core Insight, Upfront. Transformation Logic is a governed asset that deserves the same engineering rigor as application code. Version control, automated testing, CI/CD pipelines, code review. DBT, which stands for Data Build Tool, makes this practical. DBT was created by Tristan Handy in 2016. It operates in the T of ELT, extract, load, transform. Unlike traditional ETL where transformation happens before loading, ELT loads raw data into the warehouse first, then transforms it in place using CQL. This became viable when cloud data warehouses like Snowflake, BigQuery, and Redshift made compute cheap and scalable. DBT's core contribution is treating SQL transformations as software. Every model, DBT's term for a SQL select statement that produces a table or view, is a file in a version-controlled repository. Models reference each other using the ref function, which creates explicit dependencies. These dependencies form a DAG, a directed acyclic graph. The DAG is the backbone of DBT. It determines build order. Upstream models run before downstream models. It enables partial builds, change one model, and DBT rebuilds only that model and its downstream dependents. It enables impact analysis. Before modifying a model, you can see everything that depends on it. Project structure follows a layered architecture with strict conventions. Sources declare raw tables, the entry points from your data warehouse. You define them in YAML files with metadata, like freshness thresholds. Staging models have a one-to-one relationship with source tables. Each staging model applies light cleaning only, renaming columns, casting types, filtering out test data. No business logic. The naming convention is STG_source_entity. For example, STGE Stripe Zustra Payments. Intermediate models encapsulate discrete business logic. They combine staging models, apply calculations, and implement business rules. The naming convention is int_description. For example, int_star orders EJOC with readJA payments. MART models are the final output. Wide, denormalized, business-ready tables. These are what analysts and BI tools query. The naming convention uses a prefix for the business domain. FCT for fact tables, events, transactions, and DIM for dimensions, entities with attributes. For example, FCTT orders and DIM customers. Testing is embedded directly in the DBT workflow, not an afterthought. DBT provides four generic tests out of the box, not null. Assert a column has no null values. Unique. Assert a column has no duplicate values. Accepted values. Assert a column contains only values from a specified list. Relationships. Assert that every value in a column exists in another table's column, which is referential integrity. You define these tests in YAML alongside your models. They run as part of your CI pipeline. Custom tests can encode any business rule. For example, total revenue in the orders fact table should never be negative. Or, every order must have at least one line item. The semantic layer with metric flow centralizes metric definitions. This solves one of the most persistent problems in analytics. The same metric defined differently in different dashboards. Revenue, churn rate, monthly active users. These terms mean different things to different teams unless centrally defined. Metric flow lets you define metrics once, specifying the measure, the dimensions it can be sliced by, and the time grain, and then query them from any tool. The result, revenue, means the same thing in the CEO's dashboard, the finance team's spreadsheet, and the marketing team's attribution model. DBT created a new professional role, the analytics engineer. An analytics engineer is SQL proficient, business aware, and engineering disciplined. They own the transformation layer between raw data ingestion, managed by data engineers, and BI consumption, managed by analysts. Before this role existed, transformation logic lived in fragile, undocumented SQL scripts, or worse, in BI tool calculated fields that only one person understood. Strategic takeaway: DBT is infrastructure for trust. When transformation logic is version controlled, tested, documented, and reviewed, stakeholders trust the numbers. When it lives in ad hoc scripts and tribal knowledge, every meeting starts with, "Are these numbers right?" DBT eliminates that question.